Network Marketing 2.0, episode 116. For marketing and more free training resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I hope you're excited. It's a Monday. It's a beautiful Monday. And I hope you're excited about your business this beautiful summertime. It's very easy to put your business on the side in this summertime. Make sure you're not doing that. Make sure you have reservations. Make sure you're treating your business like a real business. On this episode, I want to talk to you about, I have a question for you, as a matter of fact. Are you in one of the best network marketing business opportunities? I have a quick question for you. Now, that question is loaded. Okay. It's a loaded question, because the first question, that should probably pop in your mind after I ask you that question is this. But let me ask you the original question. The original question is this. Are you in one of the best network marketing business opportunities ever? Well, the question that should pop in your mind right now, if you're an average person, is what is the best network marketing business opportunity? What does that mean? What does that mean in your world? Is it different from people to people? Is it different from industry to industry? Is it different from state to state, from country to country? Is it different from passion to passion, from desire to desire, from goals to goals? Is it different? What is exactly that? Well, if you keep it strictly in numbers first, if you go to MLMrankings.com, they will give you some numbers. Okay, they will show you some numbers, gains, six months gain, who is popular, who's getting the most followership on social media, and who's getting the most buzz, popularity gain, and things like that. Right? But for you, which is the more important thing, what is the best network marketing ever? Right? What would that mean? Well, for me, I don't know what it means to you, but I'm going to tell you what it means to me. What it means to me is a laser targeted goal. Okay. That's what that means. And ultimately, I'm in network marketing as a temporary solution. Okay. Just like it is for any of the top gurus you've ever known, any of the top income earners that you know. Some of them, yes, you're right. Some of them are MLM heads and they don't see anything else as opportunity outside of MLM. Well, there are bigger opportunities outside of network marketing, and that's a fact. And those who are smart enough, after they've built some serious business, they always end up either selling their position or taking on a consulting position or begin to train, and then they invest in other areas of life where they may have a little bit more passion than building pyramid schemes. Well, legal schemes, okay? All right, so what I'm telling you is this, okay? Network marketing is absolutely a viable, a profitable, temporary, maybe not temporary, but a great way to build some serious income and build some serious build some serious income, okay? That's absolutely a very good way to do that. But here's the problem that most people run into. Somebody promised them that this was it forever, for life. This is where you can plant your flag and you can sell this, or you can pass this over to your children. Well, sadly, in most cases, it doesn't work like that. It's true. Theoretically speaking, it's absolutely true. However, does it really work that way? How many people end up that way, right? So, and probably next to nothing, okay? However, some people really make it to the top like that. I don't know about children inheriting and things like that, because network marketing has always found a way to get around that. For example, there's a company that I used to work with in 2011, and somehow, some way now, they found a way to, because I haven't actively promoted it since 2011, and I've been collecting some really nice weekly income from them. You know, a couple of thousand dollars here and there shows up, but I stopped promoting a long time ago. Well, as of recently, they found a way to create another affiliate program inside of the same system, In other words, they stole my downline, okay? And they legally stole my downline. In other words, they don't have to pay me and all these other things. And here's something you should pay attention to in network marketing. The list that you're building by generating customers over there is, do you really own them? Are you finding ways to keep contact and build a mastermind out of the team that you're building? Okay, because you're probably going to have 5 to 10 at the most, that they're solid leaders and they can work with you loyally, right? Not everyone. You could bring 400. I mean, I literally sponsor thousands, right? But there's probably still about 10, 15 that are solid, that are willing to work with me anytime I'm doing a new venture. So, and that's really where you want to be in this business. So, what is the best network marketing business opportunity for you? It should be your brand, your own business, your own mastermind, something that you build that you can move around companies. Yes, they will say you're cross-recruiting. No, you're cross-recruiting if you're moving on thousands, which is impossible. But if you have your core leadership, that's not cross-recruiting. And if they call it cross-recruiting, honestly, forget them, okay? You need to be building your own business. You should be the priority. Your family should be the priority. Putting food on the table for your family should be the priority. So that brings me back to the question. Are you in one of the best network marketing business opportunities? Are you building your own your very own income, your own brand, okay? When I say brand, it doesn't have to be self-brand. You just want to make sure that you are taking full ownership in the way your business operates. And if you're having trouble with that, you need to find me. You need to find me. Go to myempirepro.com, opt in to one of the opt-in pages you may find, and find me, get me on the phone. Go to facebook.com/HolaMBrothers and find me and talk to me about this, because this is very high chance why you are making less than $10 per month, like 98% of the industry. Does that make sense? So hopefully you've been enlightened. So it doesn't matter if you're 2016, 15, 14, 13, 12, 1909, you have to build your own brand. And if you're not building your own brand, you have to take full ownership of how your business operates. And that doesn't necessarily have to mean personal brand. Doesn't have to be, you have to put your family on the line if you're not comfortable doing that. It just means simply you need to take full ownership and stop leaving the ownership of how your business operates in the hand of a MLM founder. Okay. Because it doesn't work. Okay. Clearly it doesn't work. All right. And if all I'm saying right now sounds like a little bit complicated for you, I have ways that I've broken it down into simple step by step, literally 3 steps. Okay. And so again, find me, go to myempirepro.com, go to networkmarketing2show.com. Yeah. networkmarketing2show.com and opt in there and then find me and let's talk about it. Okay. That's all I have for you on this episode. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.